Episode 136, mobile-friendly website, what you need to know about the new Google changes. If you've had a panic email from your web designer asking you to spend loads of money upgrading your website to be fully mobile, otherwise you won't be seen in the Google search rankings, then please, please listen to this podcast first for some peace of mind.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the online marketing audio blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and this is an audio version of the blog that's been written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. We appreciate that loads of business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. And this blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something different, which is just for you listeners in either the tool or the technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
There are two tools that I'd like to mention today, and these are both Google tools. The first one is fairly new, and it's a site that Google have launched where you can test your own website to see if it's mobile friendly or not. All you have to do is go over to green-umbrella.biz/mobile-test. That'll redirect to the site, and you can see what your site needs to become approved by the Google bots. The other tool is a speed testing site. For Google to like your site and to give you a few bonus points in the search results, you ideally need a site that loads 80 out of 100. That's an absolute sort of minimum. The Green Umbrella site is not quite there yet, but we're working on it. So to test your site for speed, see how fast it loads, go to green-umbrella.biz/speed-test. And again, that will redirect you to the Google tool.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the platforms are covered here.
Okay, it's now time to welcome back Chris Bantock from Be Seen Marketing. They're web developers and digital marketing agencies that actually know their stuff. This is a wonderful article from Chris that explains the new Google algorithms known as Mobilegeddon. Where they get these names from, I don't know. But he speaks to you about it in layman's terms. So better for him to explain. Over to you, Chris.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Hello, this is Chris Bantock. I'm the MD of Be Seen Marketing. We are an integrated marketing agency. And today, I'm going to be talking about mobile-friendly websites. Google's 21st of April 2015 update makes it a must for your business. Earlier this year, Marin Software announced its quarterly benchmark report, revealing that clicks on mobile devices have overtaken desktop for the first time. The meteoric rise in the sales of mobile devices, led by both iOS and Android in the forms of smartphones and tablets, has meant that more and more people are accessing your website from one of these devices, and increasingly less from the desktop computers that we know and love. Mobile web usage is not just growing, it's exploding. You cannot ignore this phenomenon, as it will have an impact on your business. In this blog, I'll outline some very good reasons why you should invest in providing an excellent mobile experience to your visitors. It is all about the user experience. Mobile devices come in a variety of different sizes, from smaller smartphone screens to the larger tablets. Now, I am sure we've all had the experience on our phones where you're searching for some information. For an example, an address of a business where you're due to have a meeting, and of course you're running late. You get your phone out and search in the browser for the business name. You find it in the search results at number 3. Click on the link and bingo, you arrive at the site and can't read a single word on the page, including the main menu. Now is the time to exercise your digits as you frantically move your thumb and index finger away from each other to zoom in on the page. You now move around the page, up and down, left and right, in an attempt to find the address or a telephone number, but nothing. Then you spy the Contact Us in the main menu and go to that page. After exercising your digits once again, you find the address and a telephone number. You think, I know, I'll call to say I'm running late. You try clicking on the phone number in the hope that it will be recognised by your smartphone and make the call. There is no such link. The number has been written as +44 0014, etc., which means it actually won't be recognised by the phone. I believe the vast majority of us can recognise this or a similar experience. It is a poor user experience, but a trap that a lot of businesses that don't take mobile users into consideration fall into. The importance of mobile-friendly approach. Mobile devices have become so popular in a large part due to the ease of use of most of the apps that we download and use. It is all about the user experience. If an app is difficult to use, you'll not use it again, and you'll probably look for an alternative. The same is true for your website. If the experience is poor, then the user will probably look for an alternative. Whilst this is not true for all websites, as my example shows, a poor user experience can be multiplied many times over on a mobile device as more factors such as screen size, image size, navigation, etc. come into play. The impact of this poor user experience is that according to research, 61% leave a site if it is not mobile friendly. And 73% of web users prefer mobile-friendly websites. What experience does your website provide on a mobile device? It is the smaller screens that pose the biggest threat to our user experience. To some extent, the larger screened tablet devices tend to be more forgiving to sites that are not mobile-friendly. Visit your website on your smartphone browser and evaluate the experience that your visitors are getting. Can you read the copy? Do the images download quickly, or are you left waiting? Can you see the main menu and navigate the site easily? This is a good test, especially if you've not considered the impact that mobile devices may be having on your business. Obviously, some businesses will attract more mobile traffic than others. For example, if you're offering a local service or if you're a retail outlet. However, people are now using mobile devices when desktops are also readily available. In fact, according to a Google survey, 94% of people use a mobile phone to get local information, and the vast majority of these searches take place at home or at work, despite it being likely the person searching could also do so on a desktop computer. If you look at your Google Analytics, you will be able to see what percentage of visitors to your site are accessing it from a mobile device. If you don't know where to find this, go to Audience, then mobile and overview, and this will break down your website traffic by device type. Looking at our customers' websites and their analytics, the combined mobile traffic is upwards of 20%. Now compare the bounce rate, that is people leaving your site without doing anything, and exit rates, on these devices compared to your desktop visitors? Are your bounce rates high? Are people spending less time on the site from mobile devices? This would indicate that visitors don't like the mobile experience you're delivering them. Google's aim from a search engine perspective has always been to provide the most relevant information in answer to your search criteria. Google has, for a while now, registered the importance of the mobile device, and recent announcements by Google have shown that they have taken this on board. They can see your analytics, they can see how your site is structured, they know if your site is optimized to provide a good mobile experience or not. So what are they doing about this? From the 21st of April, Google will penalize non-mobile friendly sites in the search results. Google has been publicizing its intentions for a while now, which is unusual for Google, with announcements such as, starting April the 21st, we will be expanding our use of mobile friendliness as a ranking signal. This change will affect mobile searches in all languages worldwide and will have a significant impact on our search results. In mobile searches, mobile-friendly sites will rise up the ranks, meaning that non-friendly sites will by definition be placed lower. Google is introducing a new mobile crawler, which, amongst other things, will be able to detect if your website is mobile friendly or not. Google's focus on mobile is not just about ranking of websites, but is driven by the increased use of apps. And the new mobile crawler will be able to index apps and to identify links embedded within apps. But it's not all doom and gloom. This will not impact your desktop search ranking. The key phrase here is in mobile searches. There is a difference to the results that Google will serve up based on the device that you are using to search. When you are searching on a mobile device, then mobile-friendly sites will be ranked higher. However, on desktop searches, your ranking should not be affected. Time to act. If you're not sure if your site is mobile-friendly in Google's eyes, then I would suggest using the test site that Google have kindly set up, and there's a link in the blog. This is a very binary test, as it answers is either yes or no, rather than providing a grade or a scale of mobile friendliness, but it's still worth doing. I've outlined the impact of the increase on the use of mobile devices could have on your business, and I believe that there is some compelling reasons why you should look at addressing this issue now. If you've not looked into this, then I suggest the time is right for you to act now and make sure that your website is mobile friendly. I recommend you book an appointment with your marketing agency or web developer as soon as you can. If you don't know who to talk to, then please contact me and I'll be happy to discuss the options available to you in more detail. Remember, device agnostic websites rule. Thank you very much for listening. This is Chris Bantock from Be Seen Marketing.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you for another insightful article. I urge you to test your site and to see what the results are. I also urge you to take a look at your Google Analytics to get a realistic view of how many people are actually visiting your site from a mobile device or a tablet, because you might not need to panic just quite yet. Please give Chris a follow on Twitter by going to @BeSeenMarketing, which is BESWNMKTG. So it's not the full word marketing, it's just MKTG. Or visit their website on beseen-marketing.co.uk. To read today's article from Chris and to find the links to today's tool of the day, which was the Google Test Insights, please visit allthews green-umbrella.biz/136.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's it for this episode. I will see you soon. Take care for now. See you next time. Bye-bye.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.